Hulk'un oku trap sonsun. Trap sonsun. Trap sonsun. Trap donsun. Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа. Дагаж дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа.
Here in Las Vegas, you guys want it, I'm bringing it to you. We got the Motown phenom, one of my favorite people in the world, Kevin Lee. How are you?
Yes, sir. What's happening, baby?
We also have a very, very hilarious comic. He's featuring for me this week, but he's a headliner. He's not a feature. He's a fucking headliner. Jack Jr. is here.
What's up, guys?
Jack Acid Art. I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, people, if you need marijuana, okay, you need cannabis oil, you need CBD, you need edibles, go to speedweed.com. That's speedweed.com. Mention Roasted, and you get 10% off, $100 or more. Speedweed.com.
They'll deliver it to you?
They'll deliver it to you.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Why have I never heard about this?
I don't know if they have it in California. I don't know if they have it in Vegas. I'm sure they will eventually have it everywhere.
They bring you hot Cheetos, too.
Oh, for real? They should partner with, like, Grubhub or something. You know, Uber Eats.
Now, Kevin, I'm so happy that I texted you after the fight, hit you up like four or five times. I was getting no response. I've gotten that from girls before that didn't want to fuck me. I've never got it from fighters that I thought I was friends with.
Yeah, I kind of gave that to everybody. No lie. I just been making myself hard to reach. I just changed over like my phone number. I got like an assistant to, it kind of filters through her a little bit too. Because even before the fight, it just was too much. You know what I mean? Like, everybody would hit me up. Everybody had my phone number. It just was became too much. After the fight, I was like, and plus I was dealing with that staff. It took me about a month before I could even, like, really get out of bed and really, like, move around. So
were people coming out of nowhere that you haven't talked to in years?
Yeah, of course. You know, I got all the aunties, all the uncles. You know, people was asking me, like, you went back to Detroit for the holidays? I'm like, hell no. Nah. Like, I'm Santa. Like, that ain't no good.
People asking you for money?
I mean,
in a roundabout way.
You get the roundabouts, and you get the, oh, I got a business proposal, and I got this, and I got that, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you got.
You got lunch after this, right? You got lunch?
Yeah, right.
were women coming out of the woodwork too? Girls you've hooked up with in the past, or chicks that in the future, or random girls? Or
I mean, you know, you get them here and there, but then you get them anyway, right? So,
but like, I know, you know, but a lot of times, like, when I was on TV on like Last Comic Standing or The Tonight Show, all of a sudden these girls that like I had hooked up with once in Missouri were all of a sudden, hey, I saw you on TV.
Oh yeah, nah, you know they gonna come out the woodwork for that. Yeah. They love the boy when he's shining. That's just how it works. Really with them, I really don't even pay them no mind. I don't pay them no attention because now it's just like it becomes so transparent. You know what I mean? Like, you know what it is, and when I know it, when the game is up, like, it's like, it ain't no fun no more. I like a little bit of the chase, right? Like, that's the fun, you know. I don't really like fangirls.
Now, were you getting next level girls? Like, were you getting Mayweather type? Because you were headlining a major UFC event. Yeah. Was it like, I mean, sometimes it's now all of a sudden you get the professional bad women.
Yeah. I mean, I got one on me now, so I'm
you're exclusive. You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, for the most part.
He's still undefeated.
Hey, what do you? What does that mean?
I do better with a girl. I always do. You know, it keep me more grounded. You know what I mean? She makes sure I stay my ass at home and I ain't going out and doing. Because when I don't, I just be everywhere, and it's just it gets to be too much. You know, like, I got bigger plans ahead of this. So yeah, she, the girl I got now, I love her. Like, she keeps me, right where I need to be. And
sounds like she changed your number.
Yeah, for the most, yeah, probably. Like,
Was she the one that changed your number?
Yeah, probably. No, I mean, she's, I was going to do it anyway, but yeah.
For the most. Wait, is she your assistant?
No,
I got another. Numbers? Oh.
No, you know, I'm in the process of signing with new management now too. We should have something on paper this week, so a lot of things are gonna be changing up, and it's gonna be a lot different going for me. So,
with a weird shot, they're kind of like ducking the shot, and it's the back of the head, and it's like, it happens all the time.
Look at that one, Diego Sanchez, when he got elbowed by Matt Brown. don't know if you've seen it. That was the most vicious knockout I've ever seen in my life.
Ever seen.
And it was right to the back of his head. It was, I mean, it was as hard as you can throw an elbow to the point of somebody's head.
They should almost make the guys have, like, shave a line in their head, like in their haircut, so you're not allowed. And then put, like, paint on the guy's head so you can see, like, and you know how paintball, you can see where...
be a good idea. I don't know. But now, guys still going to do the shit.
So you were talking a ton of shit for that fight. Like, right. Obviously, that's kind of your MO, and I fucking love you for it. Because you back it up. You're not one of these people, like Angela Magana. I love Magana, but her record...
We love Magana? Is that on record? Is this thing recorded?
Yeah, it's recorded. I love Magana.
You're married.
What has happened?
Trust me, if I'm going to cheat, it's not with Magana. All right,
please. All right, no, it's not going to be with Magana at all.
Actually, Corey Holcomb has a bit how, like, he cheats with really ugly chicks, so that way he tells his girl, you think I would fuck her? It's actually not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
But I'm saying, some people talk shit and can't back it up. Yeah, you know, you can back it up. However, in this fight, you didn't back it up. And yes, we have excuses. Now, do you feel like, because I know you were off social media for a while, were you eating humble pie? Were you a little bit like, because I wouldn't be if I were you because of how good you are, but I could see someone like you.
Nah, I mean, I don't really be talking shit. You know what I mean? I do talk shit sometimes.
Let me pull up the tweets.
Really?
You went to Ireland and said fuck you to everybody in Ireland. Then I went to the bars and
the folks love me down there.
Oh, they do. Then you went to Brazil and you talked shit to all the Brazilians.
That's true as well. Yeah.
It's next level talking shit. Yeah. I mean,
true. But a lot of what I say, at least, I'm just be speaking the truth. You know what I mean? I just tell you how it is. And I just keep it uncensored. So I'm going to just tell you if I feel like I'm going to beat your ass, like I'm telling you, I'm going to fuck you up. And I mean, win, lose, or draw, if you catch me up in there, whatever, within the 25 minutes, if you catch me, you catch me. But within that time, I'm going to fuck you up. Right, and you're going to know, like, you know, you've been in a fight. Like, at least so, it's not really like...
I'm not saying you don't back it up, but I'm saying, was there a moment of, like, I'm getting off social media, I'm getting away from everybody?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, there's definitely that, but I think that's just as naturally.
No, because if you would have won, you'd be on that fucking Twitter.
Probably.
You'd be calling out every Diaz brother, fucking Stipe Miocic, fucking...
GSP. And it would have probably been worse for me, because my work rate already at that point was way too high, and my body just was not keeping up with it. And honestly, I feel like if I would have won, I would be better. I'd be worse off right now.
Come on.
No, I really do. Like, I mean, maybe that's just me, like, trying to see the light in it. But really, like, that shit is just, you know, like, I don't really never chase fame even. You know what I mean? Like, when people recognize, like, I don't really fuck with it too much. Like, right. I really don't like it. Like, I just want the money. Like, out of all else, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you ain't got to know who I am. Like, I be keeping it real low key. I just want a bunch of money. Like, so... If I would have won that fight, I think things would have been worse out for me now. Because guys, even like I went up to Drysdale's this morning and I got tapped out by everybody in the building. You know what I mean? If I would have won and I would have walked in with like a gold belt or people would have just known or whatever, like you can't do that. You know what I mean? Like you guys play up into the ego. Like you see it with guys like Connor. Like Connor wouldn't go over to Drysdale's and he wouldn't even go to Drysdale's in the first place because those dudes are too good and they would fuck him up and they would like spin him like a top on the middle of the mat and he would never get better. So now at least I can sit back. And that's where you get.
Well, you have unlimited potential, and I from the first time you stepped on the first time I ever watched your fight with Ally Aquinta, I remember people saying like even Rogan was like, "Whoa, like this young generation is going to be," and that's the truth. I mean,
thank you.
And the guys even you've beat, I mean Michael Chiesa, Tirado,
Trinaldo.
I mean, you've beaten all these guys, and I mean even your James Mutsari fight was like this dude's doing karate kicks to you. You do karate kicks back to him. You don't even do karate kicks.
Right, yeah.
I can do that shit.
You just wanted to prove that you can do it. And I'm like, so it's the level that you're going to be at is unbelievable.
Oh,
so,
my man. I appreciate it.
I see it. So
that's why.
Tell
them
how you really feel.
It's the truth. It's the truth. But I was like, fuck, man. I hope he doesn't you know, because sometimes guys, they talk a lot of shit and then they lose and then they kind of go in this weird
spiral. Ain't shit changing with me. Like, ain't shit changing. I took a little bit of time just to heal my body and just to, you know, heal my mind and, you know, holidays and everything too. So I'm trying to spend it with like a lot of family. And then I've been doing a lot of traveling too. Like, a lot of things are changing. That's how I'm getting ready to sign this new management deal, which is going to change a lot of shit because, you know, then I feel like that's going to take my potential even more. So I didn't want to stay into the, you know, you have to balance the media too. I feel like, you know, there's a point where you got to be out there, but then there's a point where you got to like, and I've studied like a lot of promotion and studied a lot of fighters that have made their name through how doing this shit, and it's different levels to it, you know. Like, some days you just got to back off. Like, you can't want to always be in the center of it, you know what I'm saying? Because then people get tired of it.
So, now, sorry about your coach, by the way. If you guys don't know, Robert Follis was one of your coaches. He committed suicide. Yeah. Sorry about that. That's awful.
I mean, it's what can you do? What can you do? It's said and done. I went and I said it with his girl and his brother for a long time the other day, and they made me feel a closure to it. It is what it is. I'm trying my best to look at the positive side of it. And like I said, I'm going to get that gold belt for him because this really meant more than anything in life to him. You know, it kept him alive for a lot longer than he would have been. And I'm going to get that gold belt, and it's going to be for him. Even if, you know, people keep asking me like, oh, how am I going to replace him, or who am I going to look for, whatever. I really don't feel like Rob brought a lot to the game that other people just can't. And it can't be replaced. And he understood me a lot better than any other coach could. And he understood like my mindset a lot better than any coach. So I'm not going to even try and replace him. Like, I'm a supplement with whatever I got to do. But a lot of what he brought wasn't like one technique or right. You know, it wasn't wrestling or anything. It was the mental side. And I'm going to keep that shit iffy here or not.
Are you going to train at Extreme Couture still? Is that you?
Yeah, I'll still be in Extreme.
Now, speaking of which, Mayweather, I know you and Mayweather, did you spar with Mayweather before Conor?
No, we never actually did. We never got around to sparring.
Was he mad at you for something?
I was moving around. I was getting ready to fight too. So by the time that they had asked me to, my fight was coming up. So I, you know, I'm like, all right, I gotta focus on my own stuff, you know, and they understood it. So it
now Mayweather, I said he might go do MMA.
Yeah.
And that he's been training.
Oh my God.
People say he's been training 2 or 3 years in jiu-jitsu and wrestling. Is there any?
Who said that?
That's the word on the
street. Who said that?
That's the newest rumor.
My God.
That's the newest rumor.
Who's saying that? Look, if and I said this the other day, like, if Mayweather was to do it, and I mean, he could do it, but
how's he gonna
do it? I just don't see no signs of him doing it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm around his, like, he's not doing no kickboxing.
So you haven't seen him pulling go-go platters in the gym? Or?
Come on. Mayweather ain't putting up with that shit. This nigga 40 years old.
He's going to do Icy Hot commercials.
Yeah, right. Look, I'm telling you right now, that ain't going to happen.
So you haven't seen any of that?
Nah, if he do, then, I mean, I get a man more respect than I already have for him if he end up doing that. Because some little, you know, he's going to have to fight the smallest guy in the UFC, for one. And then the dude's going to toy with him. And it's going to be embarrassing. I don't see it happening.
Now, people have saying that you and Gaethje might be a potential next matchup. Did you watch obviously the Alvarez fight? What did you think about that?
The good thing is I got a lot of options. Nah, you know what I mean? Like I'm sitting on it. I'm taking some time because when I come back, I'm gonna be way different. Who it is that I come back against? Who lucky enough to? And who dumb enough to sign that line? Like, that, I don't know. That's still kind of up in the air. You know, we got Khabib and
Barboza.
Barboza are fighting this weekend. I'm going to be in the building for that.
Now, if you fought Gaethje, would you be
I like a little bit better than Gaethje.
Well, yeah. Now, a lot of times they do two people are coming off losses, two people coming off wins. That's how they match. Yeah. Now, Gaethje, would you get into one of his ridiculous Rock'em Sock'em robot fights with him, or would you be smarter?
Oh, no. I'm going to keep hitting him until he – and, you know, it's – He don't even realize it now. He gonna realize it. Like, that chin is gone. Like, I'm gonna touch him and he gonna fall. Like, that's it. It ain't gonna be no punchback. It ain't gonna be no sitting behind his guard. I'm gonna keep touching him and he gonna fall. And then once he falls, I'm gonna get on top of him and I'll beat the fuck out of him. Like, that's the game of it.
I mean, I got kind of turned on. I'm gonna touch him. I'm gonna get on top of him. And I'm gonna fuck the shit out of him.
I mean, no lie though, no lie. With Gaethje or Alvarez, whichever one. Damn. Like I like either one. Like those are good fights. They both like to take a lot of damage. I like to give a lot of damage. It sounds like a match made in heaven.
You'd be a smarter fighter than that, though, right? I mean, you're not. Gonna,
of course.
I mean, I thought you were a smart fighter until you went back into a triangle after you escaped an armbar. now I'm not so sure. But I mean, it seems like you're not gonna get into one of these. Like Michael Johnson.
Oh,
like,
no, no.
He was the perfect fighter for Gaethje because Mike Johnson gets, he's going to get sucked into that kind of a fight.
Yeah, yeah. And Johnson's much smaller. You know what I mean? Doesn't have as much power. Doesn't have the strength and like the clinch to really like hold him or move him. And I would just beat him everywhere if Gaethje was the one to come back. But I don't even know if it's going to be Gaethje. We'll see. I'm going to sit on it. Like I said, Khabib and Barboza are fighting this weekend. I'm interested in that. I don't know. It's going to be a close one. I see Barboza's got that firepower. He'll win like the first round, maybe round and a half, and then he'll break because I don't know. Barboza like a little bitch. But if he wasn't such a like a little bitch, then he should smoke Khabib.
Why is he a little bitch?
He bitch out in some fights. Come like, let's be honest. Like, you watch his fights just as much as I do.
When
he be bitching
up,
out.
When is he, like, who is he pissed out against?
Like, honestly, like, I think what it is.
He got caught against Tony.
I mean, no, he just, you could just see the mindset switch. You know, it's just like Michael Johnson. Like, Michael Johnson, he bitch out in fights. I mean, he'll tell you. Like, he bitches out. Like, it's cool.
He's not going to say, I bitched out in fights.
He probably ain't going to tell you, like, on air or nothing, but because they ain't real like that. Like, I mean, but he do. Barboza, what I feel like is he's such a good athlete. He's probably so used to shit going his way. When shit don't go his way, then he bitch out. And that's what's going to happen against Khabib. He going to try his best. He gonna try his best, and then Khabib gonna still be there. Khabib still gonna be putting the pressure on him, and then he gonna bitch out. And it's gonna come down to the wire. I think it's gonna come down to a close fight. But I see maybe Khabib taking it. Barboza might edge it from his work in the early rounds. I don't know. We'll see.
Khabib has a six pack now. Have you seen it? Is it a picture of him?
Yeah, I've seen that.
He looks great.
Yeah,
now, but like a lot of times when fighters do that, like when fighters, it seems like a lot of times when fighters have like guts, like Johnny Hendricks, when he had that like belly, he was knocking fuckers out.
Yeah.
Then he had an eight pack and he got fucking shellacked.
True.
And it seems like a lot of times fighters, when they have that like gut, that weird belly, almost like that's like their thing and it's good for them. And then when you see guys get a new fitness trainer and like, yeah, that's great if it was a bodybuilding competition, but in fights, it's... Is there some kind of a fear of that happening with Khabib?
I mean, maybe. I think what it is just changing up what got you there. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta dance with the one that you came with. Like, why change? You know, I think he's listening to too much of the criticism. You know, people giving him too much shit about the weight and the tiramisu. And them Russians, like, they some proud motherfuckers. Like, if you talk about them in one area or another, they going to try and prove you wrong. So, like, if you talk about he fat and he out of shape, he going to be like, all right, well, I'm about to show you. Like, I can be smaller than you ever seen before. And it just fucks up his whole formula, you know, because Khabib is normally the bigger, stronger fighter. If he came into this week at 169, he probably only going to balloon back up to 171, something like that, you know, 172. He might take away a lot of his strength and listen to people.
You talked a lot of shit about Dagestanis.
Sure.
And now when you go on Instagram, do they just attack you? The people from
I don't even really go on it, but they do.
Do you even know what
they're
saying, these people?
It's a couple that are around the gym because Dewey Cooper, he trains a lot of Russian fighters. It's a couple around the gym, and they'll show me like the tweets, and they'll show me like, especially on Instagram, like they'll show me on Instagram, and then they'll translate the shit for me. And then a couple of them, I even had a couple of them like make videos back in Russian for me. Wow. And like trying to talk to the folks, I don't even like going back. You know, I don't go back and forth with the trolls. Don't feed the trolls. I let them have
Russian
it.
Russian kid on my team, like from Dagestan, nicest kid in the world. But it's actually hard to coach him because he does kickboxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, and boxing. He's 12 years old and he has out of shape look. He has that style where his wrestling is like his single, like snatch singles. Yeah. He doesn't shoot in really. His upper body. But he's great, but it's different wrestling than I'm used to teaching. Yeah. So it's hard to actually, I don't want to ruin what he's doing right, but at the same time, it's hard to coach that.
It's Russian style. When I was up in Canada and I was training a little bit with George, we went to one of those those Russian, and it was just straight, you know, freestyle. And the guy, the coach didn't even coach. You know what I mean? The coach was just sitting there while there was like a 4-hour practice going on, and you kind of just get up and you just ask somebody like, hey, you want to go over there and wrestle? And like they'll go over there and you have a full match, and they'll try and fuck you up. Like it's not like really like a team aspect. Like I feel like American style is a little bit different than that Russian style. Like they just got a different style of wrestling. It's weird and it's different. But then that's why I want to, you know, I tried to show it against the Dagestani kid when I fought in Ireland. My style just better. Like, and I was gonna show it versus Khabib too. I told him I wasn't bullshitting. Like, me and Khabib can have a full on wrestling match, and I'm a tech fall them. Like, my style just better. Like, they got their own thing, what they doing. But
now, last time you went to Ireland, you said the girls looked unhealthy, and you said that everyone looks like just strange out there.
Sound like something I would say.
Did any blowback from Irish women?
Oh yeah, a lot of it. I mean, but I get blowback, right? Come on, that's just the name of the game. Look, when you get out there and you say enough shit, like some shit gonna come back to you. So
it was so funny. I think people know that like you're kind of kidding around though, and they realize you're a nice guy. And
to a certain extent, I'd be kidding.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you didn't, I mean, they do got bad genetics. I mean, it's true. Like, they know it though, don't they?
I don't.
They
think,
gotta
no,
know it.
Why do they have bad genetics?
They gotta know it.
Come on.
I mean, it's just.
You said it was. Just, they said that it was like recessive genes. They have lots of,
I mean, that's what it is.
You should
though.
Be a comedian.
I'm not lying. It's a recessive gene. Like when you pale and have orange hair, like that's it's recessive. Like I mean, I took genetics in college or high school.
Yeah,
it's genetics. It's like one out of like.
And they said Irish people
one out of
bad,
16
bad
chance.
Genes. That they said they have bad genes.
It's a 1 out of 16 chance that you look like that. And y'all all look like that. Like, it's gotta be.
So you think, you think Canelo has bad genetics?
I mean, he got recessive genes for sure. For sure. Compared to the rest of Mexicans, I mean, look, come on, black is beautiful. Black on, you know, come on, it's gonna overshadow it. So if you ain't got no black in your life,
you're
going wrong,
you're
right?
You're white and saying this. Yeah. Like, that's
you're black?
Yeah. No, people always think you're half black,
I thought
right?
You're Hispanic.
I am half black, but
you are half black?
I don't know what the other half
you're
is. Actually,
Dominican.
For Christmas, I got a
Ancestry.com.
Yeah, the ancestry thing. So I still ain't filled it out yet. You know, you spit in the cup, and
but you know your dad, right? You know your dad, your dad.
Yeah, no, my dad's black. My dad's full black. My mom is mixed with something. We just ain't sure. My mom was adopted as a kid, so she was adopted by a black family. Yeah, they're still together. Yeah, they've been together for. 28 years. I don't know how
fight?
The fuck they did it. Yeah, they were front row in the fight. Yeah, that was actually not a great idea to have them there. Probably made me a little more charged up than normal because they never come to any of my fights. That was the only one they came to. Probably won't be at another one.
Yeah.
Right.
Hate to say that, but you know, either that or I'll learn to deal with it better. I feel like next time, you know, it's the first time for everything, and I feel like next time I can deal with it better.
Now
I think
what?
Go
on.
I think anywhere performing, when you perform, you like your family there?
No,
right?
No,
I hate it.
Yeah. Not at all.
If anyone kind of
throws
there,
you off,
I go,
huh?
I don't want to be here no more.
Yeah,
it kind of throws you off
a
little bit.
You're fighting and you have family there. Forget.
I don't
that.
Even have my wife there because I look at her to see what she's laughing
yeah,
at.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I remember. Because I was dancing on the way to the cage, you know, and then once I got in, you know, I kind of move around a lot anyway, and I remember looking out into the crowd, and the first face I saw was my dad, and he was just as hype as I was, and it made me even more, because I could tell it was like a hype nervous,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, some people, when they get nervous, like, they move a lot,
yeah.
Or they, like, get fidgety. And I could see it in his face, and then that made me a little, you know, it triggers something, you know what I mean? When you see somebody, I'm pretty sure it's the same for comedians. Yeah. Like, if you look out into the crowd and you see somebody that you know,
oh, I hate it,
and then they're in a bad mood,
yeah.
It kind of puts you in a.
Oh, well, yeah, they're not laughing.
State.
Now, did they come to your wrestling matches when you were younger?
They would come to some, but, you know, they really didn't give a fuck. Like, my, you know, my mama would be. Look up, she's like, oh, you won, all right, cool. And then she go back
slices.
Down and doing her phone, like, you know, well, she's there just for the ride.
How many brothers you have?
I got two younger brothers
and sisters.
One older sister. My sister's 29, but she lives in Chicago.
You guys
my two
close?
Younger brothers live here. Yeah, we all super close, especially my younger brothers. I'm super close with them. The one brother who's 21, who just fought this last weekend, knocked the kid out in the first round, quick, got in, got out.
He'll be in the UFC by next year for sure.
Wow.
And my youngest brother is 17. He might get into fighting too. We don't know. We still,
is he wrestling?
You know, he's still in the, he should be. He ain't because he's issues? A fucking dickhead, but you know,
yeah,
you know
got
that's
you.
How it is. But.
PS4, just yeah. playing video games.
Yeah. I mean, not even that. I wish he was doing that too. They'd be a lot better off. You know, it's these kids these
PS
days,
for,
man.
Like, pussy for.
These my, right, that part. That's yeah. exactly.
That part.
now you were training with George St. Pierre.
Yeah. Right before the fight.
What was that like?
It was cool. You know, it's kind of, it was good for me to see that level. Because it's levels to the game, you know. So when you see that level to where he was already been there, done that, and then doing it again, and I got to just peek into like what really like what does he do? Like that's what I try and do. Like I try and be around the Floyds, I try and be around the Georges, just so I can see like what do you like? How is he that good? And it really did open my eyes to a lot of what it was.
Like what?
It's just. It's even hard to explain, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a different type of mindset, too. You know, he was really, you as a fighter, you kind of have to be selfish. Like you talked about earlier, like, I didn't want to answer my yeah. phone. Is on. Like, it's, you kind of got to do that. You kind of got to preserve your mental health. And he even told me that right before the fight. He shot me, like, a quick text or whatever, and he was like, you know, the mental game at this level is where it's at because everybody's skill is so close that if one guy has that edge in the mental aspect, and I can see that's how he trains, too. And I learned a lot from the shit.
So it's kind of also about him in training? Like, he kind of, like, it's about getting him better? Is that what you're saying as far as?
It's about him, but it's not like he's, and George is, like, the nicest dude in the world anyway, so he's never a dickhead to anybody, you know, he's never, like, an asshole. He was always, like, real inviting, you know, he let guys take him, or, I mean, he wouldn't let him, but, you know, guys would take him down, he wouldn't bitch about it, guys would tap him out, whatever.
You saw George get tapped in practice?
Yeah, I mean that's the name of the game, you know. Like you gonna get tapped, you gonna get taken down, you gonna get fucked up.
You're like, this never happened.
Oh my god!
But it happens all the time. Like people just don't see it because you see the highlights all the time.
World star.
But the thing is, it's gotta happen.
Yeah.
Like it's gotta happen for you to get better. Like that's where you get better.
I got taken down by one of my kids that I used to coach the other day. He was in middle school, and now he's in high school. He's a junior. I hadn't wrestled in 5 years because I had knee surgery and everything. I go. There was a one kid that's like ranked 8th in the state. I'm like, oh, let me go again. At 190, then one little 140 pounder's like, want to go? I'm tired. Fucking double legs me. I'm like, all right, we're going again. I was like, fuck that. I taught you this.
Then you got to fuck him up.
Yeah, then I fucked him
then
up.
Then you got to fuck
then
him
I,
up.
Then I
picked right?
him like 30 seconds, but I still outweighed him by 35 pounds, so it didn't really feel that good. But I'm like, I still got it. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to at a certain point. You know, it's going to get a dick swinging contest. Like, I still get into them all the time, too. That's why on certain sparring days and shit, I don't even go down there because I already know I'm going to get into a dick swinging contest with some young kid. Because at a certain point, like when the new guys come in, they're like, oh, that's a guy like in the UFC, he's already blah blah blah, like let me go whoop his ass so like I can feel it. And like if you try and do that, like I'm gonna fuck you up.
Did you spar with George?
No, we didn't do any sparring, but you know, I just got to train with him a lot and
now
move around
the word
with him.
Is George,
stronger than a
the
motherfucker.
Word is George likes huge black women, like that's his thing. Was that who was hanging out around there?
I've heard that too. I mean, all he did was really just train.
Cause my brother was fighting.
That's
too.
That's why he had you around.
I was bopping and moving. But I had heard that too. And heard that from people that are like pretty close.
Nothing wrong with that. I think that's cool.
Like,
no.
Come to Vegas next time you in. Like I got the.
But I heard he would like pass up. Though. Like I had heard he would like pass up. Like who's what's the quarterback Brady? Like Giselle for like Monique. Like that was the like Precious is his kind of girl.
Oh, really? I mean, to each his own.
That's I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people like it.
To each his own.
Yeah. No, to each his own.
I mean,
exactly.
He doing his thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would love to see him at a black club though. Like.
Well, you ain't see his little Pelly coat. That one really got to me. He was wearing a big ass Pelly.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to text him like, hey George, like, you know, stick with the OVO. You know, we you know, Pelly was about 10-15 years ago. You about care. Missed that wave. You about missed the Joel Santana wave.
So what now, okay, so this girl you're dating now, did you know her before your fight?
No, not
after
at all.
Your fight. So where did you meet this girl?
Oh, after this last fight, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh no, I knew her before this fight.
And what did she do?
I'm been seeing her since maybe about March or so.
And what does she do?
She too far.
Come on, you can tell us what she does.
No, she's just like a manager at this at the
one of the nightclubs.
No, 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 hell no! I don't fuck with girls. I do not fuck with girls in the industry, especially if you're living in Vegas. Like that's just how it is. Like you see a bunch of strippers and
she's a manager at Whole
like,
Foods.
What, if what I was? If I ever no, just at the she works for the government for like the trash. What the fuck?
Waste management.
Yeah, waste management.
Oh wow, you got a government.
That's
girl.
A good job. Yeah, though. That's
yeah,
a good. Yeah. They make good money.
Yeah, they do. They do pretty good. So she manages like two or three buildings. I think. But you know, like I don't fuck with no industry girls. Like if I find out like a chick is, for one, they annoy the fuck out of me. Like they just do. Like guys think like I don't know. I don't even want them like tens and the strippers and all. Like I don't even fuck with. Like they just annoy me. You know what I mean? Like they don't have nothing going for them. You know what I mean? You can't really hold a conversation with them. It's just like, you know, you hit and split and like that's it. Like, you know,
so
it,
you met your girl when you had
get
no
over
money.
That shit.
When you had no money.
No, he had some money.
You had some money?
I was doing all right. I was doing all right. You know, your boy's been doing a minute.
Like school teacher money?
A little bit better because I was fighting. I kind of fight a lot. Yeah, like the principal. I was like the principal of a high school for sure.
Mr. Belding money.
But it ain't bad, though. You know what I mean?
Now, when you got divorced, did your wife have to take half your money?
Oh, no. Come on. What type of sucker you think I am? Like, what do you think I get played for?
How long were you married for?
About a year or so.
Oh yeah, they can't touch anything.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, spousal support. I've already been through this. You gotta be up for at least 3 or 4 years. 10 years, you owe them for life.
Wow.
You have kids?
Oh really?
You have kids?
10 years? No, all right, no,
I'm gonna
divorce. Hell no.
Even if you date a girl for 10 years plus and it's like exclusive, and you guys split up, she's accustomed to that lifestyle.
It's like I'm getting divorced.
Support.
I'm getting divorced in 8 years.
Nine and a half. 9.99.
No. Where is now? I would assume, Kevin, I knew you back in the day when you were in your like player days. It would take a girl to get you. She would have to not sleep with you for 4 dates, at least 4 dates, right? If a girl bangs you the first night, you're not calling her again.
Yeah, that's probably about true. I mean, maybe not four. Four is like a little like not you. You on the other side of it, you know what I mean? Now it's just like, all right, you doing too much. But if you say three, yeah. It, first night, like, nah, that ain't home.
So she didn't bang you for 3 nights, this girl?
Just about, yeah. I mean, I had seen her, like, you know, I would see her around anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She would, like, come out of gyms and stuff like that, too. So I would see her around anyway. So we kept seeing each other here and there.
Is that
where
you met
her
at the gym?
On and off. Yeah, at the gym.
So okay, so you're working her out.
She's picking up the trash from the gym. And then.
So you see her, she's wearing her spandex. She's doing squats, and you're looking over like, oh, who's that girl? And then now do you go over and say, hey, I'm Kevin Lee. I'm ranked fourth in the world. Like, or how do you?
No, I mean, go. This is a douchebag as fuck. Like, I don't even, like, she didn't even know I fought until right before my Michael Chiesa fight,
right?
Because that thing had kind of blew up on it blew up on everything, you know, like it was on ESPN, it was on SportsCenter and all that. So she saw me on TV. And she was like, wait, hold on. Like, she knew that I fought, but she didn't know to what level. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You get, like, especially in Vegas, you get a lot of people that, like, they work at Foot Locker, and they show up to Mayweather's every night again, hit a little pads, you know, take a picture for Instagram, and they call themselves fighters.
Yeah.
But then when she seen me on TV,
like
she was
Barbosa.
Like, Barbosa. Yeah. Like, but then when she seen me on TV, she was like, oh, like you for real, like you really, like I'm like, yeah, I kind of the whole
girl,
time.
She sounds black the way you're talking.
Yeah,
about
she's black.
Her.
Yeah, okay, she's black right. and black and Japanese.
Oh,
from,
shit.
Yeah,
that's beautiful,
know, right?
She got a tight.
I'm gonna follow her right now.
Yeah, gorgeous.
So she's got a tight. Like I would say that's the perfect size vagina.
Big butt.
Right?
I'm just a bit, yeah. I mean,
you ever wrestle?
You hitting
you guys wrestle?
About on
Do you
nail.
Wrestle her?
Yeah, and you know, I throw around a little bit here and there.
No. After your fight, I know. Like I talked to what's his name, Jimmy, the guy whose fight got canceled. Jimmy.
Spaguzza.
No. Jimmy's supposed to fight a guy. You know, Jimmy's supposed to fight a couple days ago, but he was supposed to fight.
Jimmy Rivera.
Right.
Okay, sure.
And he said he came to my comedy show, mm-hmm. and I told his wife during the show, I said, you better give him a blowjob tonight. And she said, I tried last night, but he was too grumpy because his fight came up. Right? And she said that in front of the whole crowd. So then I said, don't worry, I'll fill in for him. You know? Now, after your fight, does that night, okay, you go back home with your girl, is she like, I'll make you feel better giving you a blowjob, or does she know?
Absolutely. No, okay, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I don't never feel too bad for that. Yep. I mean, shit, it'd be some nights, it'd be some nights I'm exhausted, you know, like, been traveling all day, been having to do media, doing this and that. I come back and, you know, she's just like, all right, I got you. And I'm like, yeah.
Waste management.
Know, that's a real, you know, like, shit.
That's that Japanese.
You know, she'll put me in a bathtub. Like, it really is. Like, she got that kind of like motherly side to her, too. Like, she put me in a bathtub. Like,
my girl's Asian. She's so, like, takes care of you.
You got it, Dan. Yeah. You on the way.
Yeah, white girls aren't so good.
Now, does she make you go to the gym? Does she make you go to the shower? After you come back from the gym, right? You're tired. Does she make you shower first, then blow jobs? And sex, or does she go right to the stinky?
No, nah, I mean, I shower anyway, you know what I mean? Like, look, your boy just had staff. Like, now I'm a little even more on edge about this shit. I shower after everyone now, so
right.
But I be keeping my shit straight anyway.
Oh, okay, yeah, I shower. I like to shower too. I'm always afraid that, like,
right. Good save.
No, it's true. I'm always afraid. No, I always wipe my ass and shower before sex. I always feel like I have to make sure everything. And my girl's like, "What are you doing in there?" She's like, "Spread eagle." I'm like, "No, I have to make sure."
They're like, "Wait, hold that thought. 1 second. You're a better man than me because I don't know if I would give a fuck."
Now, all right, let's talk about the fights this week. I know Jack's a hardcore better.
He always
asks me. He's always like, "Who do you have?" Right? And then I always give him, and I always get like 4 to 5 right. And I always feel bad. I always get that one wrong.
Yeah, but he's pretty good. He's like 99% right.
But I fuck up the parlay because the one.
So that's why I started. I haven't been telling him, but I've been like, instead of doing like a 5-game parlay, I've been like two parlays.
That's probably your better. Yeah. You know, you're probably better off there. If you want to make some money this weekend, I think home is the bet, especially at 3-1.
Home
for sure. I mean,
there is a chance
that she will lose because, I mean, Cyborg hasn't been coming out as aggressive in these last couple fights. If Cyborg comes out aggressive, Home is going to beat her 9 times out of 10. She hasn't been coming out as aggressive, so I can kind of see Cyborg maybe pacing herself a little bit, maybe picking her shots a little bit better than she used to, but still, at 3-1, I gotta go.
But
with
you don't
Holly.
Think Cyborg will just get her against the cage, take her down, and just beat the shit out of her?
I don't think she can get her against the cage. For one, you know, Holly's movement is great, and Holly's great with counter strikes and throwing those punches out there and letting you walk into them. Even in a lot of the fights that Cyborg lost in Lion Fight, that's what the girls would do. You know, they'd be a little bit longer.
She lost one fight.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what she would do. You know, she walk into the power, and if you do that versus Holly, like you're gonna Holly's a fantastic counter striker. She does much better against aggressive fighters.
You just made this fight so much more interesting because I was thinking that
I was listening to him.
I mean, I was thinking. Well, my point was that okay, Holmes a 135 pounder. Cyborg's cutting from like 175. She's a fucking solid like 170 pounder. Holm isn't even ranked top 3 in 135. So now we're just putting her up at 145 for good reason. She lost to Misha Tate. I mean, how do you think Cyborg versus Misha Tate would do?
I think it's the styles. You got to look at the styles of the fight. And Holly's a big girl. Like, she might have a little bit of size on her, but Holly a big motherfucker. She got some legs to her too. Like, she can.
Okay, so if it was even, you'd bet on Cyborg.
But how do you think she would win if she were to win?
Let's just say if it was even, I would probably go Cyborg. But at 3-1, I got to go with Holly. If Holly's going to win, I think it's going to be a decision. You know, it's going to come down to the wire. If anything, you haven't seen anybody really hurt Holly. You know, Holly does a great job of moving out the way. You know what I mean?
She got choked out, right?
She does a great job of
choked out in the fifth round.
By the little
chick. Yeah, she was tired and Misha jumped on her back. But I don't see Cyborg. Cyborg's not that quick either.
She lost to Carolina, the other girl, though. Didn't she lose to...
Yeah.
She lost another fight.
Did she make it 5-1?
No, she lost to Shevchenko, I want to say.
Yeah. She lost to Shevchenko. Kickboxer.
Yeah, but again, I mean, it was the same way because you had two counter strikers. You know, I feel like if Shevchenko would have been more aggressive, Holly would have beat her. It ends up being boring. I think this fight is going to be really exciting. I think it's going to be good, but I think it's going to be surprising because Holly's going to do a lot
all
better
right,
than people think.
You just sold me. Kevin Lee just fucking sold me.
All right, Kevin. So where are we sitting at the fight?
Tim. All right, so Tim Elliott versus Mark De La Rosa. You know anything about Mark De La Rosa? He's undefeated, 9-0.
That fight's on this card?
Yeah.
Tim's fighting on this card?
Yeah.
I did not know that, actually. Yeah.
Do you know anything about Mark De La Rosa?
Damn, I need to reach out to Tim then. Is that the same kid that he was supposed to fight in Canada?
Yeah.
Okay. The kid that he's newcomer. But I think he's got 9 knockouts straight. It's going to be a good fight.
So that means the other guy, Tim's going to lose.
Tim's a hell of a wrestler, though. Tim's a hell of a wrestler. He's got a lot of experience. I think even if De La Rosa can catch him, he ain't going to be able to finish him, especially at one.
He lost to that guy, Ben Wynn or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, true. But Ben can fight. Like, Ben's very, very good. Even when Ben came down here and he came over to Drysdale's, I said it back then, Ben's very good, and he's a very good grappler. I don't think this kid's as good of a grappler, and Tim's way better. It's going to come down to whether Tim can weather that storm in the first round. So I got to go with the experience and the wrestler, probably with Tim Elliott, but the kid's alive, you know what I mean?
So who's the underdog?
I don't know. But I know that Tim Elliott is one of those dudes where, like, you bet against him, you're going to lose. You bet on him, you're going to lose. One of those fucking guys that, like, every time I'm like, this guy's going to lose.
Let me tell you a little bit
about Tim, because Tim is one of my – Tim's been training down here with us. You know, he was starting up the place with Fallis. Tim's one of the best guys in the game. Like, he really is. He's one of the greatest people. You know, he's just a good dude. He recently, like, took in this kid, I guess, that his mom was – they were living next door, and his mom was on meth and, you know, just not taking care of the kid. So now Tim's been taking care of this kid. At like 9, 10 years old. I mean, I got to give like hats off to Tim Elliott. Shout out to Tim because he's a man.
You know Gerald Harris?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a wrestling coach for high school, and one of his kids was like saying, you know, we're living in a car. So he's like, what? So he let the kid and his mom stay at his place. He didn't realize they had 5 other kids. So now he's got 6 kids and a mom, and he's got 4 kids of his own. He's got 10 kids living in a house in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Damn. Yeah, I think Tim is similar. I think he's from Nebraska, and this is where it's at.
They're better people. When it comes to family values, they're like people from New York and LA are like even my own family members. I'm like, wait, how long you want to stay for? Like my brother and sister. I'm like,
you're just like stepping over homeless people on the way out the door, on the way to your Tesla.
Oklahoma, when it comes to family values, I have to say people from the Midwest are just nicer when it comes to that kind of shit.
That is true. So shout out to Tim Elliott, because I feel like I had to get that up out there, because Tim will never talk about it. He's such a good guy, he'll never talk about it. But
they're fighting this week.
Yeah,
this
weekend. So Marvin Vittori, the Italian Dream from Italy, versus Omari Akhmedov. You know anything about these guys?
Nah, I never.
All right,
heard
pass that one.
Yeah,
Louis Smoka against Mateus Nicola.
I know Smoka. Smoka's a great fighter.
Hawaiian.
I would just go with Smoka just because I know his name and I don't know the other dude's name.
Right? He won his last fight. No, he lost.
He lost. He's the reason why I lost that parlay.
He ain't letting it go either. He's like, fuck that. Yeah, no Smoka.
He hit me up and he's like, hey, how about I roast you? And I'm like, sure, why not? Your stand-up's worse than mine. And then he's good fucking joke about it. Miles Jury versus Rick Glenn. Rick Glenn training with Team Alpha Male.
That's a great fight.
Miles Jury, he's from Michigan. Or
yeah,
Jury?
Yeah, he's originally from Michigan. I remember I used to watch him a lot. He's coming back, huh? I didn't think. I thought his last fight was at 145 when he fought Oliveira, and he lost to that fight. But I don't know. It's an interesting one. You don't really hear much from Miles Jury these days. I know he's.
That one fight against Cerrone had me. I was there. And yeah. He was just kicking his ass, like literally soccer kicking his ass, and I was like, "Fuck."
Yeah. No. I mean, this is. I don't know. That's an interesting one. Rick Glenn can really fight, so I'd probably go with Rick Glenn just because he's been more active
and
too.
Alpha Male now.
And he's with Team Alpha Male, you know, yeah. So he's probably going to be geared towards that wrestling, ready to defend it, and she'll whoop his ass on the feet.
Now, Cerrone's fighting Yancey.
I've seen that.
That's a good fight.
Yeah, they want a barn burner, huh? They want them boys to go out and lose some brain cells. I don't know.
I mean, you would have asked me this fight about this 2 years ago, I would have said Cerrone all day. Yancey's not in his league. But now?
I don't know, man. Yancey can fight.
Now it's a different story. And I feel like Yancey's on the way up.
Yeah.
And Cerrone, unfortunately, might have better days behind him.
Yeah, for sure. And he might just be taking it just because he like to spend money. Like, he's one of them dudes. I mean, shit, you can get caught up in that system. I don't know. It's going to be tough. He's going to lose some brain cells in that one.
Now, I know that you call Paige VanZant a 6, right?
Right.
You think she's a 6. Yep. She's fighting Jessie Jess.
Is she?
Yeah.
Who is Jessie Jess?
She trains over at Syndicate. She's the one who had that boyfriend that was like beating her up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
She just beat Jessie Jess beat Rowdy Beck.
Oh, okay, okay.
She's got a nice ass. That's a good looking girl, Jessie Jess. She's got a tattoo on her face, and it's still hot for some reason. normally, when girls have tattoos on their faces, I'm done. But who do you think wins that fight?
I don't know. Paige, she's been coming back, too. Paige has been doing her thing. Like, I actually had to give her a little bit of respect for that, too. After she took that whooping by Rose, it didn't really seem like it slowed her down too bad. It looked
she
like
hasn't
it
won
gave
since.
Her... She ain't won since then? Oh, no. Wait. Ain't that after she knocked out the... She knocked
she
out the
knocked
girl
out
with
Rowdy
the...
back, but I think she's on, like, a two-fight losing streak, I believe. She lost to Rose.
Ooh, I tried, Paige. Look, if you listen to this, I tried. Shit.
I think she lost to the Karate Hottie, I believe. Or
That's right. She lost to the Karate Hottie, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. But those are two good girls.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the top of the food chain, but, you know, at least it didn't seem like it slowed her down too much.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Now do you still? Now you, I remember at one point you said that who's the guy that beat CM Punk, and then he beat Sage Northcutt
too. We don't even know his name.
You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, but we don't know his name.
But you didn't say. But you thought he was not a real fighter.
Yeah,
because he had
same beat, still. He just got his ass beat by Randy Brown.
That was a close fight.
He spent two rounds just laying on his back, like a little bitch. And I don't give you no respect for that. I'm sorry.
Come on, really?
I'm sorry. I mean, Randy Brown can fight like a motherfucker. That Randy Brown should have been the one that they were talking about before, during, and after the fight. But for people to steal, and he fought up in I was there for that
Mickey
fight,
Mickey Gall,
in New York.
Mickey Gall.
Yeah, we all know his name, but I was up there in New York, and everybody was rooting for the other guy, and I'm like, fucking Randy Brown was from Jamaica, Queens,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, damn.
Well, Mickey Gall's from New York, too, though. Mickey Gall's from Long Island.
Sure, I guess, but, I mean, whatever that means. He still got his ass whooped by a kid that's also from New York.
He did not get his ass whooped.
He got his ass whooped. Like, that's not even sugarcoated.
All right, Dan Hooker versus Mark Diakis. Mark Diakis has that crazy, like, throws firebombs in there. Hooker is the hangman. Who do we like in this fight?
Yeah, I mean, it's a highlight fight for Diakis, for sure. That's just one of the ones, you know, for you to go out, get your popcorn, sit there and watch somebody get knocked the fuck out. Because I think Hooker is, I mean, you know, he's like a C level UFC fighter, which is, I mean, it's still there, but he can still catch him maybe. But it's mostly just a highlight reel.
So we're okay. So you hear that? So we got Diakis. Khalil Roundtree, isn't that one of your training partners?
Yeah.
He's fighting Michael Oleksiychuk from Poland.
Said it perfect.
Yeah.
Even had a little bit of phlegm in there. Yeah, it was pretty good.
His nickname is Lord.
All right, we'll call him the Lord. But I don't know. That's gonna be a good fight. Khalil has told me a little bit about it. You know, he said the kid's dangerous.
To Khalil during one of his fights, his mom.
But Khalil can fight.
And he yelled, "Shut up, mom!" during his fight.
Awesome.
Khalil can fight. Khalil can fight a lot better than people realize. I think Khalil's going to smoke him. No, I haven't sparred with him, but I've seen him move around a lot. You know, I've seen him even his last fight up in Scotland. I mean, he beat the fuck out of that kid, and the kid was from Scotland, and he was going into enemy territory, and it didn't seem to faze him at all. He had his way with him, and you know, whenever it looked like he was ready to knock him out, is when he did. So I see this one going the same way, even though my man is kind of dangerous and unknown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sometimes when you get that guy and he wants to make his name off of you, he can come with that little fire under his ass. But Khalil should take it.
All right, so now we got Carlos Condit against Neil Magny. Kevin,
these are all UFC, right?
Do we like Carlos Condit or Neil Magny?
I'm going with Condit. I gotta go with Condit. You know, the natural born killer. We gotta go with it. I mean, I think he's gonna have a little bit better finishing ability. He's gonna have a little bit more steam to him, and he coming back off of being retired.
He's a favorite.
Magny's
the favorite.
Lost two in a row. He's gotten killed his last couple fights.
Yeah, it seems like Magny has kind of been. It seems like he kind of been stagnant these past couple of times. I tell you what, he better turn it up because Condit gonna come out to fight. If Condit is coming back to fight, you know it's because he missed the game. He missed getting into these wars. So he gonna ready. He gonna come in ready to put on the show.
Now, why did he retire? You know why?
Honestly, I think it was just, you know, it's just been too much, you know what I mean? Too much damage. At a certain point, you kind of look at, I think guys look at it, especially when they're that age. He's already done had the title. He's already done fought the biggest fights in the world. you know, he's fought some of the smallest fights. He's done it all. Been in war after war after war, and he sit back and, you know, spend some time with his family and not have to worry about it. But if he's getting that itch again and he wants to fight, I guarantee you it's because Condit missed the fight and he's gonna come out looking for it.
How many fights do you think you got left?
Me, I got a lot. I mean, I still got at least 10 years. I think. By the time I'm like 33, 34, then I might look at doing something else, like, might look at slowing down. But right now, I mean, shit, sky's the limit. I think at least 20. I don't know. I feel like I still, even now, like, I want to get back in there a little bit sooner than I'm looking at. But
well, you didn't take that much damage in your fight.
It was a lot of damage before the fight. Yeah. And it was a lot going on, too. You know, I've been trying to get everything settled. You know, I was going through way too much at the time. You know, I had just bought my house, and it just was too much going on. Too much travel, kind of too much doing stuff. Over here in Henderson, isn't it? Nice,
you got
nice
a pool?
Too. Yeah.
Let's go. No way. Why the hell are we here?
All right.
Is it just you?
It's me and my brother. Me and my younger brother. Yeah.
That's no, awesome.
It's,
yeah, you have a dog?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, you don't like a dog?
Hell no. It's my brother's dog. It's my brother's dog. It's still a puppy, so he just untrained. He just ripping up shit in the house. You know what I mean? Like, every day I come
and
home, the trash been going
every day,
through.
You can't
like
train a dog.
God, yeah, I know. But I already knew that. I can barely keep myself alive. That's why I ain't got no kids, because them motherfuckers be, you know, I think the first day that he got the dog, it was only like a couple weeks old, and he left it with me, and I forgot to feed it. And the dog like had a seizure, and he got low blood sugar.
Why is your dog?
I didn't know you had to feed him every day.
What, your dog's cutting weight too?
I didn't know you had to feed them every day.
Why the fuck would you not feed a dog?
I didn't know you had to do it every day though.
Do you eat every day?
I do, but I feed myself. I figure eventually, like
you
know,
graduate college.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you in all that. But like, I wasn't really paying attention to the dog like that. I was doing my own thing. Like, I'd be having shit with
a dog back in the day. You're telling me
it was a puppy, right?
Yeah.
We should delete this part.
No.
Your dog is going to be like, they're going to look for
it.
He's straight now, though.
Was your idol Michael Vick? What is this shit? What do you mean you don't know how you feed a dog?
I mean, I just didn't think. I don't know. I always had cats before, and cats kind of do their own thing. You know what I mean? Like, they just take care of themselves. If you don't feed the cat going to go out, and it's probably going to kill a bird or it's going
to
eat.
What do you live in? The jungle?
You're talking to Ace Ventura, pet detective. He has, like, 8 animals in his house.
So how long did you not feed the dog before it had a seizure?
It was probably about a day and a half or so.
Oh, all right. And then,
it wasn't that long. You know what I mean?
The vet?
Yeah, we took him to the vet, and they said he had low blood sugar. Oh, so now he's like addicted to candy. Like, now if he smells candy anywhere,
diabetic.
Yeah, it might be.
Wait.
This is terrible. Can we delete this part?
Candy's a dog.
This is brought to you by Pedigree.
It's okay. You learn. Hey, man, look. Well, now you know. So when you have a kid, you know you have to feed the kid. All right. So now they say it's a good
every
practice.
Day. Apparently,
every day. Yes.
All right. Gotcha. Yeah.
His dog's cutting 22 pounds a night.
So that's how you did it.
So Carla Esparza versus Cynthia Cavillo. Good fight.
A lot of people are hype on that Cavillo.
Undefeated.
A lot of people are. I don't know. It's a good fight. Carla, you know, she's hit or miss. Sometimes, you know, you said that with, like, a lot of the women fighter, though. You know, they be, you know, kind of a little hit or miss. But it should be a good test for Cavillo. I know Cavillo's wrestling-based, too. If she can out-grapple Carla, then I'll really give it to her. I really say this girl got something.
An all-American wrestler.
Yeah, she's at least going to hold her own. So it should be a good fight.
Who would you rather smash?
Between Carla and her, I don't really care for Carla too much. So
why?
Carla's an underdog.
Is she the underdog of that?
Carla's an ex-champion, +225 base, but I think Cynthia seems bigger. Doesn't she seem bigger?
Yeah, she seems like she is.
Who's in a relationship?
Are they dating? She's a little more athletic.
They're both dating.
Carla's terrible with men. I love Carla.
Oh, then Carla's gonna win.
Yeah. Really?
She's angrier.
She's terrible with men.
Dick.
Yeah,
she's a dick. She's angry.
I don't know. She comes to my shows with these boyfriends, and I'm always like, "Hey, how's your boyfriend? It didn't work out. Like the next week, and then they're back together, and then the friends all hate the boyfriend. It just some girls are just bad at picking dudes.
I mean, guys
are just as bad.
Yeah.
But I think Carla's going to walk in, look at Cynthia, her boyfriend's going to be by the ring, and she'll be like, fucking bitch, still with him, and then she's going to fuck her up.
She's Latina and Irish.
Could happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Could happen. Yeah. Could happen, yeah. Oh, is she Latina?
Yeah, she's Latina and Irish.
So she has orange hair, too?
and then we're picking Khabib, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say I'll go with Khabib on a close one.
And then
you think he's going to win by decision or a knockout?
Yeah, I think it'll be a decision.
That's a big question for gambling. It changes everything. You know, if you pick Holly Holm to win in the fifth round, it's plus 30. So it's like, yeah, it's like 30-1.
That's too much right there.
Yeah, that's a big gamble.
Can we call her
and we'll
split it?
In the fifth round, do you think she can? I don't know. That's a big gamble to pull off. Holly doesn't really have that much stopping power. You know what I mean? With her kick, she does. But if Cyborg does one thing, like Cyborg keeps good defense down the middle, especially for the kicks. You know, she's trained in Muay Thai for a long time, so I think she'll be ready for the
kick. What about Cyborg in submission? Do you think she could do that, take her out by submission? No?
Nah.
Yeah, that's pitch. 8-1 right there.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
So the Bellator Heavyweight Tournament, I know that you're very excited about this.
Yeah.
It's Rampage, Chael Sonnen.
Aren't we all?
Matt Mitrione.
Aren't we all?
Roy Nelson, Fedor.
Keep going.
Who else is in there? Congo's not in it. He should be. Ryan Bader is in it.
What is this, 2005? Fucking throwback Thursday.
2005, BC.
Throwback Thursday.
2005, before Christ. So who do you have winning this tournament?
The whole tournament? You got to look at who can who's the youngest and can recover the fastest, because that's going to be probably the, you know, and can keep that pace. I probably would go with Bader for some reason. You know, like that's the one that kind of stands out amongst all of them.
Why is
you know,
Cole
Rampage,
Davis
Rampage. I don't know. Is Phil in it?
No.
No, he's not in it. It was Bader, and then Mitrione was the other one. I think it'll come down to either one of those two. Mitrione has a little more athleticism, but Bader has just got that, you know. Bader competed in college, you know, he understands how a tournament works too. So I think he'll have a little bit of that experience to
now,
fall back
Rampage
on.
Rampage is like 315 right now, 320. I heard he's huge.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like they said, he's got bigger tits.
Rampage be doing his thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like he could be a ring girl with these tits. Like, but now he's fighting Chael January 20th.
Yeah, I seen that.
Who are we picking in this fight?
Yeah, I gotta go with Chael. I mean, Chael's my boy anyway. But I mean, Rampage is my boy too. Like, I like Rampage, but I gotta go with the wrestler in it. And just because Rampage has missed so many steps, you know what I mean? Yeah. If it was Rampage, or like even Rampage of 2009, then I would give it to him. But come on, like, you know, Rampage is gonna go out there, he's gonna be round a little bit, and it's kind of like a little easier to push over a round object, you know what I mean? Like, they just kind of roll over. So, I don't know, I think he's gonna take him down and,
well,
and have
Roy
his way
Nelson?
With him.
We're not looking at him.
Yeah, I mean, Roy's my boy too. I mean, Roy trains down here with us. Roy's got that stopping power.
And then Frank,
you know,
Mir's in it too.
If he does fight, Frank Mir's in it too.
Yeah.
Ooh, that got interesting then, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's an interesting one. I mean, it might be the Legends division, but at least, I mean, I know I'm gonna watch. I think a lot of people are gonna watch. If you do say one thing about Scott Coker, he's one of the greatest promoters ever, I think. You know, he's able to take nothing and make it into like everything.
Yeah,
so.
The first round, it's gonna be Mir versus Fedor, which I got Mir in that one.
Yeah.
Chael versus sure. Rampage. I hope Chael wins.
Chael, yeah.
Mitrione versus Roy Nelson. They fought before. Nelson knocked him out a long time ago.
That's true, but
Bader versus King Mo.
Oh, okay. Oh, King Mo's in it too.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. But Bellator pulling out all the stops for this one, huh? Uh-huh. Shit, they got some money behind them. They got to pay
David
on
versus
them.
Goliath, the rematch between. No.
Did they fight before?
David Goliath? Yeah, back in the biblical days. No. King Mo versus. David won. He had like a slingshot. So, I mean, King Mo could win it, right?
King Mo could, but King Mo take too much damage, I think, especially with you talking about heavyweights. You talking about a guy like Roy Nelson. King Mo with that hands down style, and you know, he kind of, I don't know, I don't really like King. I never really liked King Mo's style. You know what I mean? I like his style of promoting and all that, but you know, his style of fighting ain't for me. It ain't. I think that shit for the birds. So I don't know. Going against heavyweights like that, I just don't see it happening. I don't see him really. Who's he got in the first round? You said
King Mo versus Bader.
Yeah, that's a tough one for him. That's a tough one for him because I don't think he'd be able to out wrestle Bader. I think Bader's got just as much power. I think Bader. I see Bader beating him on that.
And now, two guys in your weight class: Darren Elkins versus Michael Johnson.
Elkins versus Johnson.
Yeah.
Elkins is the guy from
He's now a Team Alpha Male.
Team Alpha Male, the damage, right?
Yeah.
That's the damage. All right.
That guy, you can't put him out for some reason.
I thought Michael Johnson was dropping down to 45. He ain't smart enough to drop down?
I'm pretty sure it's Michael Johnson versus Darren Elkins.
I mean, you could be right, but I don't know. I thought he was smart enough to drop down. Mike, a small little dude. I seen him walking around New York with a turtleneck. That's turtleneck. When you talk about a real 155er, I can't wear no fucking turtleneck. That shit don't even fit. Like, he's a little fella. So he better drop down to 45 if he ain't already.
Yeah, let me see. Darren Elkins is fighting... Darren Elkins is fighting Michael Johnson. The Damage.
Look at that.
So who do we like in that fight?
I got to go with Elkins. Elkins has been on the up and up. Elkins can wrestle. Michael Johnson has shown that he can't wrestle at all. So I got to stick with the grappler, too. Grappling will really trump most of it. So for sure.
Can you come back Elkins. in 10 minutes? Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's a UFC.
You out here in Vegas, so ordering all the whores, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, got you. Come back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's UFC. You
know, all the hoes coming through.
It's in UFC St. Louis. Elkins versus UFC St. Louis.
I mean, I'll watch it. I think Elkins will beat him, but I'll watch it for sure. Mike is Mike. He ain't going to do his thing, but...
Here's the ultimate question. Who don't you like in the UFC? Don't like?
Everybody.
Who I really don't like?
Who you
really just despise?
I can't stand that dude.
It'd probably be Iaquinta.
Oh, he tweeted the other day about you.
Yeah, I mean he trying to shoot his little shot now. So now I got to keep him on ice for a while. Like the table's done turned, baby. Like I told him it was gonna happen. I told him that years ago. Like he should have took the rematch when I offered it to him when I did. I mean he got to prove something to me now.
Were you
guys
friends before at all?
Friends.
I'm just asking.
Friends.
You know what, though? He told me he listened to the podcast and he actually likes you.
Yeah, he cool. He all right. I mean, would I say I hate him? No. I mean, do I want to fight the motherfucker? Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, we're going to get it in at some point or another.
He fought him his first fight on short notice and it was a very close fight. He almost actually knocked him out
In
the first round and then he just kind of gassed, sort of.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was my first fight in the UFC, First time being on a stage that, not having that experience before. If we fight again, it's definitely going to be a much different fight. It would have been that a couple years ago. Now it's even more so. You know, he off selling houses or doing whatever he's doing.
He became a real estate agent.
Kick your ass. I wish nothing but the best to him, too. But
the UFC kind of fucked him, sort of.
Oh, really?
Don't come back here, then.
So he's going to Bellator?
You're dealing with some real motherfuckers.
He sort of, got injured, and then, he trashed a hotel room and then got banned for some shit. And then after he won his last fight, he's like, if anybody wants to buy a house, he actually told everyone to buy a house from him, in the octagon.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Not really the smartest.
Is that where you bought your house from?
I told him I need a house up in New York area eventually anyway, so I hope he keep his real estate license. I hope he do real good and he can give me a good deal. Because real estate in New York, that shit hard to come by, you know what I mean? So
in 10 years from now and be like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he's not the – I mean, come now, on. The dude's from Long Island.
So am I.
They ain't the
– Oh, come on.
Y'all ain't the smartest motherfuckers. Come on. You know it, too. Keep it real with us here. Y'all ain't the smartest motherfuckers.
We got guys like Phil Baroni.
Yeah, you don't. Oh, yeah, no, Phil Baroni.
Didn't you almost fight Phil Baroni at a fight or something? Was that you? Who had a fight with him?
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, it was at a WSOF event or something, right? You were sitting behind him, and then, was that?
Oh no, that wasn't me. But I almost beat Phil's ass a couple times now. Shit, this was maybe a couple weeks ago. I almost beat his ass.
Where?
Actually, at the gym. He was he's talking to one of the we got a lot of little young boxers. You know, my little fellas that be around, and I guess that the one boy I be fucking with, Rocky, young kid out of Philly, but you know he's a 115-pound boxer. He was shadow boxing near Phil while Phil was trying to hit the bag, and I guess he halfway stepped on the back of his ankle or something, and Phil tried to get all bossed up with him. So Phil comes over and they were standing right in front of me, and Phil asked if that was my younger brother because he thought because he knew it. No, fuck with him.
And plus, he was black.
And he was black, and I'm black. And he's like, all right, he drew the connection, and we talked a little bit. So he's like, is that your brother? And I say, no, but, you know, at the same time, like, you ain't about to do nothing to him. So then he tried to boss up a little bit. And I'm like, Phil, like, I will lay you the fuck out, like, right now. Like, as he was talking to Rocky, he, like, kind of turned his back a little bit. And I kind of found his chin. I was like, oh, yeah, it's one shot. Like, as soon as he would have flinched or anything, one shot, Phil would have been gone.
But, and then what did he say when you said, I'll lay you the fuck out?
Oh, no, I ain't tell him that, but he know that. I mean, when the look that he gave me was like, all right, I'll back off from it, because he knew what time it was. Phil's a weird dude. Phil be on one. He took too much steroids, and you know, his whole like endocrine system and shit is all fucked up. His adrenaline is fucked up. His, you know, he be having anger. You know, he be roid raging
back in the
and
day,
shit
though,
too much.
Phil versus Dave Manet. That was when he landed a 30 punch combo. That was so.
Oh, yeah, when he caught my man up against the end, then he hopped on and he said, I'm the best ever.
That was pretty damn cool.
Yeah. to the day you die.
Yeah, exactly. We had Jay Haran on yesterday on the podcast.
Is Jay from Long Island,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he's from Long Island.
Damn, I love Jay, too. Yeah. Damn, you just disappointed me with that. Damn, I really like Jay.
And then Aljamain,
I got to delete his number off my phone
Aljamain?
Right now.
What about Aljamain from Long Island?
Aljamain cool too, but he, you know, I already knew he was cool. But
and then what's his name?
I'm deleting Jay Heron.
And then the other guy's
right
cool.
Now.
What's his name is cool. He's in the WSOF. Nobody wants to fight him. He's 16-0. He should be. You know what I'm talking. He's 16-0, and he was a Titan FC champ. Now he's the WSOF champ. He just beat Lance Palmer, Andre the Bull Harrison.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. He's a great fighter, and no one wants to fight him.
All right. Oh, well, that's probably why
Long
I don't
Island,
know who he is. Oh.
And Matt Sarah's from Long Island.
Yeah, I know all these fellas. Yeah. No, I mean, Matt Sarah cool too. By the way, shout out Matt Sarah. I've done a Unfiltered a couple times. He all right. I mean, they all right. They just not that smart. Like, I'm just keeping it real
Island?
With you. I'm just keeping it real with you. Is there a? I know Hofstra. Is Hofstra there?
That's where I went.
Oh, it's in Long Island.
Yeah,
are these
Hofstra.
All winners? These guys you just named?
Yes.
All of them are winners.
They're all winners in their own way.
He just didn't say anything.
In their own way.
In their hearts.
What about, what's his name? Who's very angry right now from Long Island? Chris Wade.
You know, is he? Yeah, I know Chris Wade.
Chris is pissed about some shit.
Well, apparently, you know.
There's a lot of good guys.
Long Island, huh?
And then what's his name from Long Island? The guy who won The Ultimate Fighter, who just wrote a book. Black Eye. He won The Ultimate Fighter. He lost in the comeback season. He big, tall, black dude. You know what I'm talking about. Eddie Truck Gordon.
Oh, okay.
He's from Long Island.
Yeah. Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Long Island's got a lot of fighters in, huh?
I mean, y'all ain't that smart, so I guess you just punch each other in the head. Just fucking, you know, Hofstra in this bitch. Like,
Tom Ryan. Tom Ryan's from Long Island.
All right, yeah. You
keep naming names up, y'all. I'm going to keep saying the same.
That's so funny.
Like, I like a lot of those dudes that you name. Steel.
Bob Saget.
Is he from Long Island?
No, I'm just making sure.
Jerry Seinfeld. He's a smart guy. Jerry Seinfeld.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody.
Amy Schumer. Seems pretty. All right. Okay. All right. So listen. So what do we have? What do we have coming up?
So, you know, the biggest announcement probably me and my brother starting up a YouTube channel / podcast. You know, we'll talk about a little bit of everything. We're going to talk about fighting. We'll talk about life. We'll talk about what it's like growing up to be black and young and rich and better than you. That's all going to be part of the podcast or YouTube channel.
Go on.
Right now, we've been going through like the stages of kind of getting the technical works and, you know, because I ain't going to put out no bullshit on y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to make sure it's good. And like I said, I'm switching up management teams now. That should hopefully be done by this weekend. I meet them down there with them at UFC 219. So it's gonna be a lot of good things on the horizon. I'm looking forward to it. There's gonna be a lot of things outside of fighting where people can really get to see me and know me and you know, show a little bit more personality. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you definitely need more personality.
So. Always, always, always.
One thing about you, man, but very shy. Jack, what do you got coming up?
I'm headlining Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona, January 24th.
Nice.
So come check me out right there.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. I will be at the Stratosphere the rest of the week till Sunday night. Next week, I'm in Pechanga Casino. Then the week after that, I'm in the Comedy Palace in San Diego. The following week, I'm in Seattle at the Underground, the 18th to the 20th. And then I'm in Calgary, Calgary at the Comedy Cave. It's all in January.
You boys are down here tonight too,
tonight,
huh?
Tonight, you coming?
Yeah, tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
bring down your, at the Stratosphere.
Yeah,
I'm in the building.
Bring your crew.
I'm in the building.
Dude, he said he was supposed to come last night. He didn't show up.
I'll text him myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring your puppy so we can feed it.
Yeah, bring your sick dog. But thank you, Kevin, man. You're one of my favorite people. Always fun. Always keep it real, too. Thank you for everything, man.
My man, my man.
And thank you, Jack.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Speedweed.com. Take care. Bye.
Trap, sons, and trap, don't sons. Trap, don't Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дөр булаа. Даа дөр болоо муу даа.